And it's time now for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 13th day of July for 2021. In the news today, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the foothills and Central Valley through 8 p.m. tonight, even though that excessive heat warning came to an end last night. Now, dangerously hot conditions will continue this afternoon, with high temperatures ranging from 100 to 108 degrees throughout the region. Hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illness, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. So drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, check up on relatives and neighbors. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Remember, heat stroke is an emergency.
Well, the Jackson City Council meeting last night has approved both a garbage collection fee increase and the city's budget for the next year. With the council's approval, the city will see an increase of 8.31% in rates paid for trash collection. For example, the typical residential house, which uses a 64-gallon trash container, currently pays $28.53 per month to ACES. We'll see that charge increase to $30.96. Now, at the end of the challenge period under Prop 218, the city had received a total of just one protest, well short of the 50% of customers they would need to protest to block the increase. The new rates will go into effect August 1st. And the council also approved a budget that outlined some $4.6 million in general fund spending, with the largest share, just under $2 million, going to fund the police force. $900,000 will be spent on administration, $460,000 on city streets and infrastructure, $183,000 on city parks. 22% of city revenue comes from property tax and sales tax.
And Caltrans will temporarily close the intersection of Irishtown Road and Highway 88 at the north end of Clinton Road to replace a drainage culvert beneath the roadway. The work is scheduled to begin next Monday and end sometime this fall. One eastbound and one westbound lane of 88 will remain open during the construction, which will take place during daytime hours. Message signs will alert motorists of the road closure and detour routes. This work is set to begin as scheduled, but of course is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather availability, and so forth and so on.
With most of California under emergency drought conditions, the Amador Water Agency, along with Calaveras Water District, has released some water-saving tips to help customers who may look for ways to conserve. Limit your outdoor water use. Establish appropriate run times for landscape irrigation to eliminate excessive water runoff. Consider installing drought-tolerant landscaping. Avoid watering during the hottest portion of the day. And use a broom to clean your sidewalks and pavements instead of a hose. Fix leaky faucets, toilets, appliances, and sprinklers. Operate clothes and dishwashers with full loads only. Take shorter showers with high-efficiency shower heads. Each minute you cut saves 2.5 gallons. Now, while both the AWA and CCWD feel confident current water supply will be sufficient to get through the dry spell, we still face the potential of an extended multi-year drought. Customers are reminded to do their part toward conservation.
And the Amador County Arts Council announces the return of the TGIF Free Friday Concert Series this coming Friday, the 16th, at the St. George Hotel in Volcano. The St. George will host the first of 10 free concerts featuring local music groups. This week, it's Teal Wheels, a 5-piece band that plays a variety of genres, including jazz, pop, rock, and R&B. The St. George will have an outdoor no-host bar, so please no outside beverages. But bring your chairs, blankets, and picnics, and enjoy the music of Teal Wheels. For more details, contact amadorarts.org. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country. Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.